Well, welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro, and I'm our teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And man, I cannot believe that Easter Sunday is tomorrow. And I'm just so thankful that you have decided to continue on with us this week as we've continued our devotions through Lent. And reflecting this week in particularly on the theme of apathy. It's this temptation that we experience to just grow apathetic and to lose passion, if you would, for the things of God. And thinking about that, one of the things that's really helpful for me is I grew up in Kentucky. I grew up on 144 acres of forest in the middle of nowhere. And so regularly in the summer, rhythm for our family was my dad would take me and my brothers and we'd go chop down trees and make firewood so that we could have an abundance of firewood through the winter. We had three wood burning stoves in my house growing up. And so if you were going to be a Renfro, you were going to have to learn how to chop wood and how to stack it and how to make a fire. So, but thinking about our spiritual life like a fire, the thing that I learned early on in putting wood in our stoves and even wood in our fireplace is what you put in there. If you want the fire to keep going, you can't just leave it alone. You've got to keep feeding the fire. And so you have to keep moving the wood around. You got to keep moving it closer together. You got to find appropriate times to add more wood onto the fire so that the fire would not only lose heat, but that it would continue to maintain the heat and also maintain the vibrancy in it. And isn't that so true for our relationships with Jesus? That what we do today and maybe what you did yesterday can't sustain you for tomorrow, a week from now, or a month from now. You see, there's a spiritual reality that you and I, we have to continually feed our lives spiritually. Now, we got to continue to stoke the fires in our relationship with Jesus. I love the theological phrase for this called vivification. I heard Pastor Dean talk about this a few weeks ago and talking about in the middle of Romans 8 about mortification and vivification. And really, vivification is this idea of how do we stir up our passions for Jesus? And that's really hopefully this week, and hopefully that's why we've designed these Lent devotionals the way that we did, so that you can continually stir up your passion and love for Jesus. Because if we're not careful, if we become lethargic, if we stop intentionally stoking the fire of our faith, it will grow weaker and dimmer and colder. And it will not be burning bright inside of us, which is exactly what our enemy wants from you and from me. You see, God's word tells us to keep on pursuing Jesus, to keep cultivating our love and our passion for him, to keep stirring one another up, right, to love and good deeds. You see, God desires that his spirit would work through his word to really stir up his people for his mission here on earth. And so I just want to take some time to pray. I want to pray for our Easter gatherings, and I want to pray for you and for me, because I am just as tempted, even as a minister of the gospel, to grow apathetic in my faith and in my relationship with God. And so I pray that for me and for you, that we would, in the same way that we tend to the fires in our lives, that we would tend to the fire in our faith, to keep feeding it God's word, prayer, and practicing these spiritual disciplines, so that you and I can have a white hot passion burning fire when it comes to our love and our faith in Jesus. And so as you think about tomorrow and as you think about next week, how can you continually to put these rhythms in your life to where you are stirring up your passion and your love for Jesus? Perhaps it's certain worship music that you love to listen to at certain points. Maybe it's pausing and having moments of prayer as you're heading out to work or coming home from work, or maybe at the maybe some of the calm points of your day, or maybe some of the times when you're waiting in line. And so maybe those moments that you can just be stirring up your faith by talking to God and putting his word in our hearts. And so let me take some time and let's pray for us as we head into Easter Sunday. And as we have what we pray is an incredible day of people, their faith being lit on fire for the first time. And perhaps for those of us as followers of Jesus, that we would be reminded of this beautiful reality that Jesus is alive. And he's alive, and that he is moving and working in us and through us to make more disciples, and so that his glory would go forth through the earth. And so let's take some time and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your Spirit. Your Holy Spirit is really what cultivates our passion and our love and our hearts for you. That God, our flesh may be weak. God, as the world can draw us away from you, Lord, but your Spirit continually fights for us and for you. And so I pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters in Christ, God, that we would be intentionally carving out moments each day and throughout our days, God, to stir up the fires of our faith, to stir up our love and passion for you, for your word, for righteousness, for holiness, that we would pursue that in our lives. And so, God, I pray that as all of our LifePoint campuses gather tomorrow, Lord, I pray that it would be an incredible day where people would experience salvation for the very first time. God, that I pray that people would be, their faith, God, would be set on fire, because there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. And God, as we continue to move forward in our weeks, that, Lord, we would be reminded, God, that the same way that we keep tending a fire, God, that we would keep tending to our faith, putting things in our lives and practices, God, that would help us fall more in love with Jesus every single day. God, we need your Spirit to help us with this, but God, we're thankful that he who began a good work in us will see it through to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Okay, would you take some time and would you pray? Would you pray for your own faith? Pray for God to keep stirring up passion and love and devotion for him? And even take some time and pray for our Easter gatherings tomorrow, that God would do exceedingly more than we could ask or imagine for his glory and our good. Take some time and pray.